Stability analysis of alternative power wheelchair dynamic suspensions on uneven surfaces or GAL. Candiotti 1, 2, Sivashankar Sivakanthan 1, 3, Rari A. Cooper 1, 2, 3-1 Human Engineering Research Laboratories, VA Pittsburgh Healthcare System, 2 Department of Bioengineering, School of Engineering, University of Pittsburgh, 3 School of Health and Rehabilitation Sciences, University of Pittsburgh. Introduction. Tips and falls are a frequent consequence of wheelchair-related accidents in community settings. 1. There are 3.6 million wheelchair users in the U.S. 2. In which 500,000 people use electric power wheelchair, EPWs. 3. However, existing EPWs are limited primarily to use indoors, 4, and outdoors over ADA-compliant surfaces, 5. Studies have shown that EPW users face mobility difficulties when executing community-related activities due to exposure to challenging terrains. For instance, driving over differences in ground levels, potholes, 6, drop curbs, 7, and uneven surfaces may cause loss of stability, which put users at risk of getting injured and damage their EPWs, 8. As a result of these accidents, more than 100,000 wheelchair-related injuries are treated in emergency departments in the U.S. every year, in which approximately 65-80% of these were due to tips and falls. 9. 10. Experienced EPW users often use the tilt and space seating function to adjust their center of mass to prevent any tips when driving up and down slopes. 7. However, this requires manual adjustments. Also, the lack of side tilt adjustment in EPWs put users at risk of tipping when driving on uneven surfaces. 11. In an interview with EPW users, interviewees highlighted the need for wheelchairs that could self-adjust or assist in overcoming these obstacles. 12. Few commercial EPW offer automated seat stability. However, these are limited for seat adjustment in the median plane, or their seating capabilities may not be adequate for people with complex mobility impairments. 13. 14. The paper proposes two alternative EPW dynamic suspensions to address these issues. These dynamic suspensions were the design iterations incorporated to the Mobility Enhancement Robot, MEBOT, EPW, Figure 1. MEBOT consists of a Group 3 power seating system, footprint similar to EPWs, and a base frame with 6 height-adjustable wheels controlled by the dynamic suspensions. 15. The dynamic suspensions provided a larger vertical range of motion than common EPW suspension to automatically adjust its seat orientation with respect to the terrain. The first dynamic suspension consisted of pneumatic actuators, MEBOT-PA, that adjusted the air pressure difference within their valves to control each wheel's height and overall damping system. A previous study demonstrated its stability on uneven terrains. But also, participants reported discomfort due to arbitrary wheel adjustments and delay to adjust the wheel's height. 16. In response, the second dynamic suspension was developed, which consisted of electro-hydraulic actuators and spring in series, MEBOT HAS, to provide active and passive suspension, respectively. The goal of this study was to compare the driving performance and users' perception of safety and discomfort when using MEBOT dynamic suspensions compared to common EPW suspensions on uneven surfaces. Methods. A convenience sample of 10 participants were recruited for the study. The inclusion criteria included participants who were 18 years old or older, weigh less than 113.4 kilograms, able to tolerate sitting for 2 hours, had at least 1 year of experience using an EPW in indoor and outdoor environments, and used an EPW as their primary means of mobility, greater than 8 hours per day. Participants with pressure sores or back, pelvic or thigh pain were excluded from the study. The study was approved by the Veterans Affairs Pittsburgh Healthcare System Institutional Review Board. Participants were asked to complete a general questionnaire about demographics and information about their current EPW, wheelchair accidents, and commonly encountered driving environments. After completing the questionnaire, participants were randomized in the order for the use of 3 EPW suspensions, MEBOT HAS, MEBOT-PA, and one EPW. If either MEBOT was selected, their driving parameters and seating system were configured to meet participants' own EPW's characteristics. MEBOT used a commercial EPW controller with a joystick that participants were familiar with. Participants received a video demonstration and driving training of MEBOT. In addition, participants practiced driving with each MEBOT suspension in the targeted driving task. The driving practice allowed participants to get used to the MEBOT wheelchair to reduce selection bias towards their own EPW. After training, participants were asked to complete 5 trials with each EPW suspension in an engineered driving task. The driving task consisted of a series of potholes of 0.50 cm depth, up to 31 cm diameter in a 2.40 m path, Figure 1. The task was based on a standardized wheelchair skills training, 17, simulating damage or uneven surfaces. A clinical investigator and two spotters followed each participant throughout the driving task to bring the UPWs to an immediate halt if a risk to the participant was perceived. To ensure participants' safety and control variables, the speed of the wheelchair was maintained at a maximum reasonable rate of 2.5 meters per second. At the end of the study, participants were asked to complete a 5-point Likert scale questionnaire in safety, ease of use, and comfort for each UPW suspension. In addition, quantitative driving metrics were collected to measure the safety and driving performance of the three UPW suspensions. These metrics included absolute peak seat angles, pitch and roll, number of completed trials, no assistance, assistance, incomplete, and average completion time, seconds. The demographic questionnaire and outcome measures results were reported using descriptive analysis, e.g., means, standard deviation, percentages, and graphical techniques, e.g., box plots, margin errors. Differences in driving metrics and participants' perception towards each EPW suspensions were analyzed using one-way repeated measures analysis of variance, ANOVA. The level of significance was set, Greek small letter alpha equals 0.05 for all comparisons. Results 10 EPW users, 5 male, 5 female with an average age of 53.9, plus minus sign 11.47 years old and EPW driving experience of 21.2, plus minus sign 16.3 years were recruited for the study. 6 participants used a mid-wheel EPW, 3 front-wheel and 1 rear-wheel drive EPW. All participants used a joystick as primary control method and purported to have at least one power seating function, i.e., tilt in space. The ME-Bot training time was approximately 15 minutes. Participants completed all trials with the ME-Bot HAS. One did not complete the pothole task with the ME-Bot PA due to unnecessary movements of the device and discomfort, and 3 participants did not complete the potholes with their own EPW for different reasons. 1 fear of wheelchair breakdown, 2 dead batteries, 3 unsafe by spotters, table 1. All participants required some level of physical assistance to complete each trial with ME-Bot HAS, 250 trials, ME-Bot PA, 2850, and their own EPW, 2535. The average EPW speed was 0.27 meters per second. The ME-Bot HAS suspension showed significant less changes in its seat angle back-forth, pitch direction when traversing potholes compared to ME-Bot PA, P equals 0.006, and participants' own EPW suspension, P less than 0.001. In addition, the ME-Bot HAS suspension showed significant less changes in its seat angle sideways, roll direction, compared to ME-Bot PA, P less than 0.001 and their own EPW suspension, P equals 0.003 as shown in figure 2. No statistically significant results were reported in users' perception of comfort, P equals 0.104, safety, P equals 0.064 between EPW suspensions, table I. On the other hand, participants reported higher comfort and safety responses when using ME-Bot HAS compared to ME-Bot PA suspension and their own EPW suspension. In terms of ease to use, participants reported that ME-Bot HAS was significantly easier to use than ME-Bot PA, P equals 0.009 and as similar to use as their own EPW suspension, P equals 0.519. Table A. User perception and driving metrics of EPW suspensions ME-Bot HAS, ME-Bot PA, own EPW completed trials, total equals 50. No assistance, 96%, 34%, 20%. With assistance, 4%, 56%, 50%. Incomplete, 0%, 10%, 30%. User's perception questionnaire. 0, not satisfied. 5, completed satisfied, comfort. 4.5, plus minus sign, 0.5, 2.6, plus minus sign, 1.0. 4.0, plus minus sign, 1.3. Safety, 4.8, plus minus sign, 0.4. 3.5, plus minus sign, 1.6. 4.0, plus minus sign, 1.2. Ease of use, 5.0, plus minus sign, 0.0. 3.6, plus minus sign, 1.4. 4.4, plus minus sign, 0.8. Seat angle peaks, degrees, pitch. 3.1, plus minus sign, 0.7, 4.8, plus minus sign, 1.6, 10.5, plus minus sign, 7.6. Roll, 4.3, plus minus sign, 1.1, 6.5, plus minus sign, 1.9, 5.6, plus minus sign, 4.1. Discussion. The ME-Bot HAS suspension showed a better performance than its alternative ME-Bot PA suspension and EPW suspension to reduce seat angle changes when driving on an uneven surface. In addition, Participants complete all trials with MEBody HAS with minimum physical assistance compared to the other EPW suspensions. The use of electro-hydraulic actuators with spring in series offered a smoother response rate and less unwanted movements compared to its previous iteration. This design improvement was also complemented with participants' perception of comfort, safety, and ease of use of MEBody HAS compared to MEBot PA suspension. While the user's perception results were not statistically significant between all EPW suspensions, participants rated high scores for MEBody HAS and their own EPW when traversing on potholes. Despite of receiving no more than 15 minutes of training, participants felt comfortable and safe to use MEBot due to its similarities in driving and seating configurations as their own EPW. While participants were able to complete all trials with their own EPW, 50% of them required physical assistance when getting stuck. Common causes included the caster wheels getting stuck or limited traction to drive over the potholes. These results justified the response of 6 participants at the beginning of the study who reported to encounter potholes more than 3 times per week, but half avoid them if possible. As one participant pointed out that he/she wouldn't drive the EPW without spotters or a caregiver. Also, out of the 3 participants who did not attempt the driving tasks, one was afraid of driving on these surfaces due to a previous wheelchair accident on similar surfaces, and another participant was aware of possible damage to his/her brand new EPW. Likewise, participants were satisfied with the benefits of the MEBody HAS to overcome these uneven surfaces while keeping them safe and comfortable. It is worth noting the discrepancy in participants' perception of safety compared to high changes in EPW seat angles when driving on potholes. While participant may feel safe, their own EPW reaches high seat angles that may put users at risk of tipping. The high seat angles in the pitch directions can be justified by the use of the tilt and space mechanism to shift their center of mass and create more stability or better grip in their drive wheels to drive on these surfaces. Note that the starting pitch angle in participants' own EPW was 8.3, plus minus sine 6.1 degrees to tilt its seat. On the other hand, this seating configuration can be detrimental when facing up slopes. This position also limits users' visuospatial awareness of the environment, therefore, increasing the risk of getting injured and/or damaging their EPW in the process. It is worth noting that qualitative results should be complemented with quantitative metrics as much as possible. The use of an inertial measurement unit, IMU, was beneficial to quantify the safety of EPW. In addition, the sensor can be used to quantify the comfort as demonstrated in a previous study in similar environment conditions. 18. Study limitations. The lack of significant differences could have been influenced by several factors. First, selection bias towards their own EPWs. This was minimized by accommodating testing EPWs to their own and getting familiar with environment. Second, while questionnaire results showed similar results in EHAM, EBOT, and on EPW, they show no safety difference between EPWs. A larger sample size could increase the effect size to find significant differences. Third, a ceiling effect in the qualitative tools were observed. This was complemented with quantitative metrics which resulted in a discrepancy with participants' perception. Last, the test was performed in a controlled environment. The results of this study served as evidence of safety to evaluate the optimized MEBot dynamic suspension in outdoor environments for future studies. Conclusions. The study evaluated the stability analysis of EPW dynamic suspension and passive suspensions in terms of driving performance and user's perception. The results demonstrated that the proposed EPW dynamic suspensions offered more stability than common EPW suspensions, hence reducing the risk of tipping and increasing EPW users' safety and comfort to drive on uneven surfaces. The study also demonstrated the design improvements of EPW dynamic suspension using quantitative and qualitative metrics. The significance of these implications is important to improve the design of EPW technology to enhance users' confidence to navigate over these surfaces. References. 1. L.A. Rice, C.U.S. Lee, and J.J. Sosnoff, A Systematic Review of Risk Factors Associated with Accidental Falls, Outcome Measures and Interventions to Manage Fall Risk in Non-Ambulatory Adults, Disability and Rehabilitation, Volume 37, No. 19, pages 1697-1705, 2015. 2. 2012. Americans with Disabilities. 2010 Household Economic Studies. Online available. http://www.census.gov. 3. M. Pila Plant and HSK. Demographics and Trends in Wheeled Mobility Equipment Use and Accessibility in the Community. Assistive Technology. Registered Sign. Volume 22. No. 1. Pages 317. 2010. 4. B. Dishiano and Itavi, Power Mobility Device Provision, Understanding Medicare Guidelines and Advocating for Clients, Archives of Physical Medicine and Rehabilitation, Volume 88, No. 6, pages 807, 816, 2007. 5. D. O. J. United States, 2010 ADA Standards for Accessible Design. Washington, D.C., Department of Justice, in English, 2010. 6. S. Evans, C. Neofi Tuau, L. D'Souza, and A. O. Frank, Young People's Experiences Using Electric-Powered Indoor, Outdoor Wheelchairs, EPIOCs, Potential for Enhancing Users' Development. Disability Rehabil, Volume 29, No. 16, pages 1281-94, August 30, 2007, doi:10.1080/09638280600964406. 7. C. Henge, G. Stenberg, J. Lundolf, and A. Carlson, Obstacles and Risks in the Traffic Environment for Users of Powered Wheelchairs in Sweden, Accident Analysis and Prevention, Volume 159, p. 106259, 2021. 8. Henderson G.V., Boninger M.L., Dishiano B.E., and Morrill B.L.A., Type and Frequency of Wheelchair Repairs and Resulting Adverse Consequences Among Veteran Wheelchair Users, Disability and Rehabilitation, Assistive Technology, pages 17, 2020. 9. H. Yang, H. Amy, and G. A. Smith, Wheelchair-Related Injuries Treated in USA Emergency Departments, Injury Prevention, Volume 12, No. 1, pages 811, 2006. 10. W. I. Chen et al. Wheelchair-Related Accidents, Relationship with Wheelchair-Using Behavior in Active Community Wheelchair Users, Archives of Physical Medicine and Rehabilitation, Volume 92, No. 6. Pages 892-898-6-2011, doi:http://dx.doi.org/10.1011/j.apmr.2011.01.008. 11. B. Erickson et al. The Dynamics of Electric-Powered Wheelchair Sideways Tips and Falls, Experimental and Computational Analysis of Impact Forces and Injury, Journal of Neuroengineering and Rehabilitation, Volume 13, No. 1, p. 20. 2016. 12. B. Dishiano et al. The Voice of the Consumer, A Survey of Veterans and Other Users of Assistive Technology, Military Medicine, 2018. 13. S. Arthanat, J. M. Desmarais, and P. I. E. Kilberg, Consumer Perspectives on the Usability and Value of the IBOT, Registered Sign Wheelchair, Findings from a Case Series, Disability and Rehabilitation, Assistive Technology, Volume 7, No. 2. Pages 153-167, 2012, doi:10.3109/17483107.2011.589487. 14. Viking 4x4. http://www.planetmobility.com/store/wheelchairs/power/viking/accessed. 15. J. Candiotti, D. Camaraj, R. Cooper, B. Dadler, and G. Grindel, Usability Evaluation of a Curb Climbing Power Wheelchair for Indoor-Outdoor Accessibility, Archives of Physical Medicine and Rehabilitation, Volume 100, No. 10, p. E. 12, 2019. 16. S. Sivakanthan et al. Usability Evaluation of Attitude Control for Robotic Wheelchair for Tip Mitigation in Outdoor Environments, Medical Engineering and Physics, Volume 82, pages 86-96, 2020. 17. R. L. Kirby, J. Swust, D. J. Dubuis, D. A. McLeod, and R. Monroe, The Wheelchair Skills Test, A Pilot Study of a New Outcome Measure, Archives of Physical Medicine and Rehabilitation, Volume 83, No. 1, pages 10-18, 2002. 18. J. L. Candiotti, A. Netti, S. Sivakanthan, and R. A. Cooper, Analysis of Whole Body Vibration Using Electric-Powered Wheelchairs on Surface Transitions, Vibration, Volume 5, No. 1, pages 98-109, 2022.